And now, live from Jerusalem, you're listening to Israel Inspired Radio. Here are your hosts, Rabbis Ari Abramowitz and Jeremy Gimpel.
Shalom to all our friends around the world. This is Ari Abramowitz speaking live from our headquarters fortification in the hills of Judea. Now, while I'm here in Judea, Jeremy is in Washington, D.C., where he was invited to deliver this most powerful, dare I say, epic speech ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration. With no further ado, here is Rabbi Jeremy Gimpel.
Two years ago, I was invited to host a Passover in the Bahamas. And I thought to myself, a rabbi from Israel, how will I ever be able to take my whole family to the Bahamas? How has God opened this door? Well, I have to pray about it. I'll consult with my family. And I went to my children and I told them we have this opportunity to go to the Bahamas. And my 8-year-old at the time, Akiva, he got so upset. He was like, I will absolutely not go. Never, never. And I said, Akiva, what kind of behavior is this? I don't understand. And he said, I will never spend Passover with the Obamas, no matter what. He was 8 years old at the time, from Israel. So in Israel, we feel, perhaps, like this is a time to celebrate. There's something in the air. You can feel it in Jerusalem. Now that I've just arrived in Washington, D.C., you can feel it here too. It's a sense of opportunity, a sense of hope, a feeling of destiny is in the air right now. You know, we're entering now into the 50th, the Jubilee year, where Jerusalem has been reunited. You know, I've come here with my son, Lavit, to celebrate his bar mitzvah. He's turning 13 in just a couple of weeks. He campaigned for Donald Trump with all the American citizens in Israel for months. And everyone told him he doesn't stand a chance, he'll never make it, but Lavi never gave up. And so we were invited by a congressman here to attend the inauguration. And I said, well, if you have 2 tickets, I'm coming. And so this is his bar mitzvah trip. But I'll tell you the truth, after speaking with many rabbis in the land of Israel, we're not here to celebrate Donald Trump. It's too early to celebrate, at least from Israel's perspective. I've come here as one of the only rabbis from Israel to this inauguration, not to celebrate Donald Trump, but to bless Donald Trump and to bless the people of America. For it says the instruction will go forth from Zion and the word of God from Jerusalem. And I would love to bless the new president with the blessing of Joshua, Chazak ve'ematz, that he should be strong and courageous. For the war being waged against Israel is raging here in America. The war against Israel is not only a war against my country and against my people, but it's a war against truth. And the seal of God is truth. See, the war against Israel is in fact a war on God himself. And what is the truth? Americans have been living in America for less than 400 years. The Jewish people have been living in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem for 4,000 years. To call the Jewish people an occupying foreign force in the land of Israel is an abomination. It's a lie. Without truth, there can be no justice. Without justice, there can be no real compassion. And without justice and compassion, God's presence cannot dwell in the land. And without God's presence in the land of Israel, there will never be peace. So may America and the president be blessed with the blessing of Proverbs 20:28. May love and truth establish your king. Truth. In America, you can easily identify the people that stand against Israel, that seek her destruction, because they stand against every truth. Right. Yeah. They're the same people who oppose every truth. There's no truth to gender. There's no truth to family. There's no truth to morality. Everything is relative. Everything is just a narrative. There's no truth to sexuality. Nothing is sacred. There's no truth to the Bible. There's no truth to life. And if it's inconvenient, I can murder my unborn child because my convenience is my truth. There's no truth to history. May you be blessed with Psalm 146. May Hashem open the eyes of those who do not see and straighten all crookedness. There's no truth to history. The United Nations recently passed a resolution saying that Jews have no historic connection to Jerusalem, have no historic connection to the Temple Mount and to the Western Wall. The Jewish people built the Western Wall. How can we have no connection to a structure that we built? Jerusalem is mentioned 669 times in the Hebrew Bible, more than any other place. It's not mentioned even once in the Quran. Jerusalem is the city of God. Jerusalem is the eternal, undivided capital of Israel. Period. Yeah. That's the truth. Yeah. Friends, there's something that I want you to know about Judea, Samaria, and Eastern Jerusalem. When they say, let's divide Jerusalem, I want you to understand the Garden Tomb, Via Della Rosa, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the City of David, the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, the Western Wall, all of that is Eastern Jerusalem. When they say Jews have no connection to Jerusalem, what they are saying is Christians have no connection to Jerusalem. When they say Jews have no connection to Judea, they're saying Christians have no connection to Bethlehem or Hebron. That Jews and Christians have no connection to Abraham. They have no connection to King David. This is a war against truth because God is truth manifest. May you be blessed with Deuteronomy 16:20. Justice, justice shall you pursue, that you may inherit the land God has given you. Days ago, the United Nations passed Resolution 2334, and for the first time in American history, an American president betrayed Israel, lying, saying Jews do not have a right to live in Judea, Samaria, or Eastern Jerusalem. Criticizing Jews for living in Judea, what they deceitfully call the West Bank. Why are Jews called Jews? Some people think that Jews are called Jews because we're from the tribe of Judah, but that's not true. In the book of Esther, Mordechai is called Mordechai HaYehudi, Mordechai the Jew. But then scripture tells us he's from the tribe of Benjamin. Well, so why is Mordechai called Mordechai the Jew if he's from the tribe of Benjamin? Mordechai is called Mordechai the Jew because he was from Judea. Jews are Jews. We are called Jews because Jews are from Judea. The land of Judea, the mountains of Judea, the desert of Judea is what's given us our identity. We are Jews because we are from Judea. If a Jew can't live in Judea, where can a Jew live? And I want you to know that it's just a matter of time. That if a Jew cannot live in security and freedom in Judea, Christians will not be able to live in freedom and security in America. The people of Israel will never surrender our freedom or our promised land to jihad. We're standing at the threshold of a new era. The footsteps of the Messiah can be heard in the land of Israel today. The Bible promises that lies and deceptions will only last so long, that ultimately the truth will be exposed for what it is. They'll try to silence it through mechanisms of political correctness, but ultimately the truth will shine. And in fact, the Jewish people, Israel, was chosen for that purpose and that purpose alone, because it will be Israel that exposes the truth for what it is. and it will expose those who stand for truth, who stand with God in these days, because the world, the nations of the world, are stacking up against Israel now. 70 nations met in Paris just days before the inauguration to rip away the biblical heartland of Israel, to deny the Jews' rights to live in Jerusalem and Judea. But yet there's one nation that may have stumbled, but is rising up again. A nation that was built exactly on Judeo-Christian values. A nation that was built on the foundation of the Bible itself. They know that Jerusalem is their city. And if the Jews are not the custodians of Jerusalem, it will be lost forever. I want you to know that truth leads to freedom. People that are caught up in lies and deceptions can't choose freely. They can't choose life as it is. They can't see reality for what it is. They're enslaved in their own lies. Every promise of the Hebrew Bible has come to pass. 2,000 years, the Jewish people were scattered and exiled all across the world. And the Bible promises we'd remain few in number, but that one day, somehow, we would return to our ancient homeland. We resurrected our ancient biblical tongue. We made the desert blossom as Ezekiel envisioned. Our economy is stronger than ever. Our unemployment rate is at an all-time low. Our military is the most respected and powerful military in the Middle East, and all of this done with one hand tied behind our back. See, folks, the train has left the station. I want you to know, Israel does not need America. America needs Israel. See, the train has left the station. It's on its way. It's a one-way track to redemption. Our redemption is at hand. And as the nations are conspiring against Israel, I bless you to join us. I bless you to stand with truth that the good people of America, the people that still believe, that still have a moral compass, that still can tell the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, jihad and freedom. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East where the rights of all people, whether they be Jew, Christian, Muslim, Baha'i, Buddhist, they're all protected, because the Bible says that man was created in the image of God. That's the foundation of our country. That's the foundation of your country. In that we stand united. Yes. Ultimately, Jerusalem will be a house of prayer for all nations. President Trump, may you be anointed like King Cyrus, the biblical king, the leader of the civilized world, who rose up and declared Jerusalem belongs to the Jewish people. May he have the courage to stand alongside Israel as Israel declares sovereignty over its ancient homeland in Judea, Samaria, and in a united Jerusalem as we approach this 50th year. Yeah. And may America be blessed like the nation of Tyre, the one and only nation who built the temple in Jerusalem together with King Solomon. Perhaps that is America's destiny, to be the one nation that stands out among all the other united nations, to be the King of Tyre that together with King Solomon built a house of prayer that will serve as an example for all nations of what it means to be different in our theologies, but united under God. Yeah. May Hashem bless America. As it says, he who blesses Israel will be blessed, and he who curses Israel will be cursed, and all families of the earth shall be blessed through Israel. I'd like to end with the Aaronic blessing. Although I'm not a priest, I'm an Israelite. The Torah tells us that the nation of Israel has the potential of being a nation of priests. And as I represent Israel here tonight, I would like to bless you with the blessing that my father blesses me every Friday night and the blessing that I bless my child with every Friday night. And my father before him and his father before him until the high priest Aaron. Hashem bless America. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May Hashem bless you and safeguard you. Ya'er Adonai panav eilecha v'yichunecha. May Hashem shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May Hashem lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom.
Now I'll tell you a few things that I loved about that speech. The primary point that I find the most important, not only for the nation of Israel to convey, but even more so to internalize into our own hearts, is that Israel does not need America. Hashem is our rock, he's the source of our strength, and America should stand with Israel because it is the right thing to do, because it's the true thing to do. That is reason enough. America should stand with Israel because America's fate depends on it. Now, when Israel realizes that Hashem is the only thing worth truly fearing, then we'll stop this obsessive fixation on what the world thinks. Ma yomru hagoyim, as I always say, as King David said. And we'll finally be able to do what Jeremy did in this speech, to bless. Jacob started his encounter with Pharaoh with a blessing, and he ended it with a blessing. And that's what we need to give the world, because that's what the world needs most right now. Blessing. And that's why we're here building and living in these beautiful hills. These hills of Judea, we're building this up and we're living here. It's from a place of love. We aren't building in Judea as a protest to the United Nations Declaration or to any Paris conference. We're here because we love our people, our land, our God. We love the entire world, all of humanity, who is made in the image of God. We've been waiting for 2,000 years to come home. That's why we're here. We just started the book of Shemot, Exodus. This book is about liberation. Liberation from Egypt. Egypt is Mitzrayim in Hebrew, but our sages say that Mitzrayim is from the Lashon, the language of Meitzarim, the narrow straits, these self-imposed constraints and limitations that we've put on ourselves, and by extension, that we've put on God. The time has come. These are the days. We all feel it. We feel it in our gut. And this is the time for the nation of Israel to lead by example, to annex Judea and Samaria, to fortify our land and to protect our nation, to stand up straight, upright, with strength and faith, and to fearlessly look the global jihad in the eye, whether it's a Muslim jihad or a European leftist secular jihad. The time is come to look all this darkness and see it for what it is, and to shine a light that illuminates Israel and the entire world. So to all our friends, our listeners, our supporters out there, we send you blessing and love from the hills of Judea, and we encourage you to come out here and experience this miracle for yourselves, to be a part of it. You can reach out to me at ari@thelandofisrael.com. That's ari@thelandofisrael.com. You could reach Jeremy at jeremy@thelandofisrael.com. Thank you so much. Come out here. We love y'all.
The best place to stay in Jerusalem is at Windows of Jerusalem Vacation Apartments. Check out their website, www.windowsofjerusalem.com. They've got beautiful 1, 2, 3, 4-bedroom apartments in the best location in the city center with the most beautiful, breathtaking views. And I mean breathtaking. I've stayed there a number of times myself. And I'm telling you, there are few places anywhere in the city where you can take it all in to this degree. The view, the location, the great apartments, plus the wonderful staff will truly make you feel at home in Jerusalem. Book your stay now at windowsofjerusalem.com.
Hello, my name is Tommy Waller. I'm the founder and president of HaYovel. More than 12 years ago, I made my first trip to the land of Israel. What I saw and heard changed my life forever. I stood with Nir Levi, an Orthodox Jewish man in his vineyard in Samaria on the Mountain of Blessing. There he opened his Bible and read the prophecy of Jeremiah that said, "You shall yet plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria." We have the opportunity to join Israel as it celebrates the 50th year of the liberation of Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Come join us as we witness the unveiling of prophecy in the Jubilee year. Come be a part of the biblical narrative. Go to hayovel.com, that's H-A-Y-O-V-E-L.com, to find out more. And I hope to see you there.